So Emo Phillips is not here, but Mike DiCarlo is, right? And you have a show June 24th for Stilettos and Terrabang.
Correct.
What is your fucking Twitter?
Our Twitter is Stiletto_Ohio.
And do you have an Instagram?
It is also Stiletto_Ohio.
Do you have a Tumblr? Snapchat? Grindr?
No.
So, if anybody wants to find information, then they can just look for Stiletto on Facebook?
Facebook, you can find it there, too. I think it's also Stiletto_Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then June 24th, Emo Phillips
looks like Judy Funny.
Yeah,
we really need Emo Phillips on this podcast, too. Paul, book that shoot. Shit. Weather Media Main Show, episode 142. I'm Sean Ast.
Paul Wolf.
Bob Camparta.
We have Josie over there. Say hi.
Hello.
And we have Stiletto in the building today.
Hi.
The quietest group of four people I've ever heard in my life. Like, normally when there's four people here, they're drunk, they're raucous, they're yelling, And
normally when there's one person here, they're like that.
And I already have a headache normally by then. But with you guys, it's like ocean noises right now.
Thank you. That's cool.
So, to everybody, say hi. Who's here? We have Mike DiCarlo here. Speak up, Mike DiCarlo.
Hey, Sean. What's up? Hey, everybody.
We have Coop.
What's up?
Kyle.
Yo.
This is... then you have... who's the guy that was in the Beatles?
Paul McCartney?
No, not that one. There was like a
Ringo
fifth,
Starr.
Fifth
Find
guy.
Finally, our best guest.
Who was the fifth?
Charles Manson.
He was in the Beach Boys. oh well, whatever that guy for the Beatles is that was their, you know,
George Martin.
There we go.
Yeah.
See, he knows because he is the George Martin of Stiletto.
I was playing dumb.
He's Brian Henry. Brian Henry's along for the ride. Brian Henry, how many times have you been here?
Glad to be back, man. It's like
world traveler.
Four times, I think four.
Talking many subjects.
Very learned man.
Didn't you just go to Sweden?
A scholar.
Sweden?
No? I've been to Switzerland.
That's it.
Last time I saw Brian Henry, he was so drunk that he couldn't keep his eyes open, and he was mumbling about the Republican convention. And I was like, you're not letting him drive home to everybody around him. I was like, you are not letting this guy drive home, are you? And they were like, he's good at it. Don't worry about it.
Was that the aqueduct?
Everybody was that drunk.
No, he was like, yo, you need to come over and hang out. We'll talk Pro Tools and shit. And then I hit him up on Twitter, and he never got back to me.
Oh, my bad. I'm much more sociable when I'm
drunk
and in person.
That's fair. That's fair.
Well, that was true. I mean, they had this beer there called an Imperial Red.
Yeah.
You guys played that show as well. It was Leota, Stiletto.
Take Off Charlie's Still Iffies.
Yeah. And I had never been there before. I was like, let me get a beer. And they were like, they're all on the chalkboard. I was like, all right. Imperial Red sounds like something I want because I like the video game Oblivion. And I was like, and I drank two of them. And by the time you guys played, I was hammered and I only drank two. So I wonder how many Brian Henry had because he was about to fall over.
I remember two, the one I started with and the one that was in my hand at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
That's a fair amount. Fair enough.
Good answer.
Paul,
yo.
Will you do me a favor and give me a little more headphone? You can give everybody a little more headphone.
Headphone.
A little more headphone. Oh, God, that's too much headphone.
I kept telling people I had three beers that night, and then I looked at my wallet the next day, and I was
just
like, no,
I did not.
I had way more than three beers.
Three beers?
You probably had
like four or five, too.
I probably had like five.
You bought me one, Bob. Thank you.
I was trying to get everybody out of the building. But anyway.
Good guy.
Hey.
Enough about Brian Henry's alcoholic behavior.
Which I'm sure you're so stoked. Yeah. So, by the way, Brian,
we brought all your best friends, just to let you know.
Thanks for the mix.
I wrote
but,
this little bit about you.
But the whole reason you're here is because you guys are about to release an EP or an album. Give me the deets.
It's an EP. It's four songs.
Uh-huh. And this is the first thing in how many years now? Like three? Four?
Well, three and
nobody
a half,
listens anymore? Was that the last one?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been three, 4 years.
Yeah, like 3.5 years.
And you're mm-hmm. hoping they're listening again?
Yeah, wondering. Maybe I do.
Way to go, Bob.
That was a funny joke. All right, but...
It was.
Okay, so Ding. You guys have been... you've been playing for... Probably what, 10 years?
They just
now?
Had their 10-year anniversary at Aqueduct.
Okay. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Thank you.
And what's the name of the new EP? Do you have a title yet? Because everything I keep seeing everywhere is just like, hey, yo, the new music, June 24th, y'all.
Yeah.
Musica, y'all.
It's called Interabang.
Interabang?
Oh, nice. That's a question mark, exclamation point.
Yeah. Interabang. Interabang.
And you guys always have the exclamation point at the end of your name. Wow.
Yeah, so
hold on, you.
So it's like Stiletto.
Hold up, it's over my head. We're over my head. Back it up. Okay.
I feel like I've explained Interabang on here.
You
cool,
know,
it's a cool thing.
What's
cool
up?
Word.
I don't know what it is. What is it? Inform me.
It's the combination of the question mark and the exclamation point.
How do you type that?
Yeah,
like is that like a Spanish letter?
I put it in as a shortcut on my phone to be able to type it.
Really?
To be honest with you, yeah.
I could have swore it was Wingdings.
it was made a Wingdings word, too. And they started using it in like 1967 or something. So it's not like it's a pretty new thing.
Yeah,
so it's the same.
It's an antique.
It's the same thing at once. You're teaching me about. Teach me about grammar here. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah,
Stiletto's full of grammar people. Ryan Chira used to just always correct my grammar on Twitter like 4 years ago.
Really?
That's all he did.
Now he delivers mail.
He'd just be like, "That's probably why he's really into letters and stuff and words."
But, so I'll see full circle.
So you're in Terra banging.
This new album.
that sounds filthy.
Hold on. Am I saying that right?
No,
other than the
bang. Interabang, yeah.
Interabang?
Yeah.
It's like a soft
like
bang.
Boomerang, but intero.
Right. Sure.
Like interrogation, but intero.
With a
bang. Bang.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are lying to
no,
me.
No,
like you're messing with me.
Question mark and an exclamation point.
Okay,
how do you say, like. Say that out loud. Like when you say a question, your voice like does things. When you use an exclamation point,
well, you go up
things.
And mm-hmm. yell at the same time, so it's like a question
and
yell? An exclamation.
And
yeah,
and you gotta
you yell,
scream.
Well, exclamation.
So like, what's the name of your new album?
That's an interrobang.
Yeah, you got
right there.
I got it.
Can you guys use that for the beginning of the album?
So you, how long you been working on this EP though?
We've had the songs. We've been mm-hmm. working on those for a long time, like over the last few years, really just mm-hmm. slowly put them together.
So what's everybody been doing? Going to college, been working jobs, painting roofs?
Yeah.
Or I mean, do you shingle roofs, paint houses?
Mike's literally like, no,
I'd like
shingles.
Yeah, I don't do those things.
I just meant the collectively, everybody,
collectively,
you know, like it just killing time.
We've been living our lives, you know, mm-hmm. progressing as, contributing members of society, mm-hmm. I think.
I emailed my city councilman last night.
What'd you say?
Because oh I was like, you need to make
we need
these.
Another
like,
block captain.
Someone needs to mow this grass.
Exactly. That's yeah. what the
oh,
email
thank
was.
God.
But I came over here. I was moving in.
And I was drunk. I was like, I just drank 2 Milwaukee's Beast Ices, and my city councilman's a dick.
Yeah.
It's how does it feel to be 55?
But, yeah, that is exactly. grass. He emailed me back, though. He was like, you should call 311. And I was like.
Yeah, I'm not going to take care of that. Sorry,
I was like,
Sean
come
asked.
Down.
Vote sometime soon.
What's up? You know, what the fuck was that song called? It was like, down, 311.
Yeah. 311, down.
I worked on that joke.
Thanks,
all
Bob.
Fucking day.
Ruined it, but good try. Chuckle Hut won't see that one.
So anyway, Interabang.
Yeah.
What was I getting at? Oh, functioning members of society.
Yeah.
I emailed my councilman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a customer at my gas station too. He comes in there and buys beer every day. I wanted to put that in the email too. Like, you're that guy that comes in going, "Hey, brother, what kind of buys beer? What's up?
What kind of beer?
I don't know. Well, let me think.
This says a lot about a
in my opinion. In my opinion, yeah, I signed a non-disclosure agreement. Corporate, I can't say things about my job. But
where do you go, Jesse?
In my opinion,
yeah.
He comes into my work every day.
Do you know what kind? No. What kind of fake beer?
I can't think
he
of
buys?
It off the top of my head.
Right on.
Probably
how many?
Probably a Coors Light 6-pack.
24. Okay.
And probably a Coors Light or a Bud Light or something. He seems like a Bud Light kind of guy.
Right on. America Light.
Maybe a Platinum.
When's America getting Bud?
It already is. You ain't seen them yet. They're all American cans.
That's amazing.
The Bud Light is just blue with stars, but the actual Budweiser say America on them.
That's incredible. Nice.
So you guys been functioning members of society?
Yeah, that's what we've been up to.
That's life.
Yeah.
So how long ago did you start recording this album with Brian Henry?
What was that, like a month and a half ago?
And Brian Henry's recorded every... He's recorded everything you've ever done since 1999, about, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's about when I met him, and that's how I met him.
I was about to say, I feel like I remember...
Maybe it was 2001 or something.
Stabbing the front.
Before that,
I was about to say that would have been 10 years later.
Attack on Me,
Fantastic Janet Reno.
So Attack on Me, was that on that album?
Back in the Argyle days.
Let me get this point across.
That was the second Jesus
Christ. Wait, no, that was the first one.
That was a Brian Henry floating around town with this 16-track recorder that recorded the CD, right? Do you still bust that out, Brian Henry? Is that what this whole album was recorded on?
I sold it years ago, and I swear, though, if you put one of those Yamahas in front of me, I'd get right into it.
Still make it sound great, right?
Yeah, I'd make a Grammy-winning record right
so, so did you do a lot of the... I know with the last one, you guys like to like play around and just take whole rooms up and put guitars in them and shit. Am I right?
Yeah.
Just stand in a kitchen with a drum kit, then try the drum kit in the back room. Are these things I'm making up, or are these things I remember you telling me from the first time you were here?
Yeah, we're
recording Nobody Listens Anymore.
But I think this time, you know, we didn't spend
you just
a
sat
lot
in front of a computer.
It, but I think we just knew what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. I mean, everything was so efficient about the whole process, you know, but we still got to experiment, and I think it's just... Because we're all
so these guys were done fucking around with your shit, basically, and they were like, "Let's make this sound good."
I think we felt bad for Brian on the last one because we spent so much time just messing around with guitar tracks.
You guys were like,
we really worked him to death.
You were like those old '90s bands who just like shacked up in a mansion and spent 7 months recording an album.
It was like that right without the mansion.
That all that Rick Rubin stuff you wrote under the bridge and shit. Anyway, you want to...
that's kind
of
like...
You want to hear one of these songs, and then we'll talk about Muhammad Ali or something like that?
Yeah,
sure.
What song Who? Did you say to play?
Oh, God damn it.
I got
Progressionist, right?
This guy.
What, somebody hit a Muhammad Ali joke?
Jim Brown? Yeah, Mike DiCarlo did. I'll
Jim
call
Brown.
Him out.
Well, what? This is slick.
No, that's not Jim Brown. That's Ron Simmons. It's Ron Simmons.
Farouk. Who's Ron Simmons? The name of this podcast. Go ahead, Sean. Hit the track.
Yeah, Ron Simmons. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and he's also he was also the first black NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And then he was That's Farouk awesome with an egg on his head in the 90s.
Awesome. So anyway, this Stiletto track.
What's this song called? Progressionist? Is that what it says in front of me?
Yeah.
Or am I making that up?
It's called Trust Me, I'm a Progressionist.
Trust Me, I'm a Progressionist?
Yeah, that's a long title.
So you always come up with weird names like that, right?
Yeah.
Between the two of you or
might,
all of you?
That might be the least
Or is it just
one.
You?
Most of the time, it's just me.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's always.
But
Chad
so,
doesn't make up the names?
I remember...
Chad doesn't write the names?
No.
I remember you have like you have songs like called like you know like fuck I can't remember anymore.
Like I'm the White Larry Bird.
What's the Eskimo song?
I'm my own worst Eskimo.
Yeah,
my own worst.
That's
Eskimo.
A line from Boy Meets World episode.
Which one?
Sean's on
season 2 episode 13.
Sean's on a billboard and it's like a contest, whoever stays on the billboard the longest wins like a truck or something. The only other person left up there is an Eskimo, and it's winter, so Sean's freezing and the Eskimo's just like chilling because he's an Eskimo, he's used to being cold.
It's a solid episode. Yeah. I almost said Eskimo. And that's it's a solid Eskimo.
Alright, let me hit play on the track and we'll hear what it sounds like. Long fade out on that guitar, and you have like 10 seconds there at the end of that, Brian Henry.
Oh, you gotta let the cymbals get out too, man.
What's
natural
up?
Natural, the cymbals.
I'm
there's probably an obnoxious guitar note at the end of it.
I'm just I'm he said he's like this isn't the done. He's like this isn't the finals, blah blah blah. Yeah, so I'm letting the cat out of the bag. No, that song was great. What I wanted to say when I was listening, it's a credit to you two. I would say like in at least the past 5 years, like the you guys do some of the best job of blending very complicated guitar riffs to the point that they don't sound complicated whatsoever.
Shoot out Mugs like, and Kyle.
What's up?
Coop and Kyle.
Yeah, like yeah. You're sitting there playing like but it like sounds so pretty to the point that it just sounds like normal chorded pop music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's easy to take in, but there's like a lot going on musicianship.
Exactly, which is always good because it kind of bridges the gap between.
That's a hard thing to do.
Because a lot of people can sit there and be like, oh, your riffs are so fucking cool, bro. You're such a riff shredder. You're a shred master. But if the shit...
but if, you guys aren't that.
No, you are, but if the shit doesn't sound poppy, like, you can always be Steve Vai, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't make that, like, hit song, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You gotta make it, like, sound like a pop song,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a music for a crowd instead of just musicians.
But it's good job of blending the two, if
together.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got it.
A musician can stand there and watch and be like, wow, that's cool with the... And it sounded like I just played Slayer. But anyway, but then somebody who's never picked up guitar in their life can sit there and go...
Yeah, I can bob my head.
You know what I mean? And get
still it. Enjoy it. Yeah, totally. Mm. I agree with you. That's a really good assessment.
Mm.
Yeah, that's like huge. That. Thank you.
So
I appreciate that.
How
that sounded good. I think.
Yeah. So. Your headphones. You guys did like talk. You guys harmonized.
Yeah, well,
how long? How long have the two of you at least been playing guitar together?
Oh man.
No.
Well, I started playing with these guys. I was in a hardcore band before. Well, we were playing shows with Stiletto.
What band was
Argyle.
That?
I don't remember if you guys were Argyle. At the
what
time.
Band?
Half-Hearted Handgun.
So you were in the band with Chris Bianchi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember that band.
Yeah. What's up, Chris?
Chris Bianchi's an alright guy.
Yeah, that's I like Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy.
Good
I've known
people.
Chris since I was like 12, so we grew
he's
up
good people.
Started playing music. And then Half-Hearted Handgun stopped playing.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Bull, their old guitar player, he was in Argyle. He started riding BMX professionally, I want to say. Something along those lines.
Or racing or one of the
yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he always raced when we were kids. And
right.
Yeah.
And then these guys asked me to come play with them, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was shocked they even asked me.
Now, how long
and,
ago was that now?
That was I was like 16, so...
How old are you now?
Maybe like 11 years ago.
11 years ago? Goddamn.
But yeah, it's been crazy, that's for sure.
So what I was getting at, though, is like that's what gives a good chemistry, too. You've been writing songs together for a long time. I know you're the Mr. Brain Man over here.
Yeah, we have been. I mean, it's been almost 11 years just with these same five people in this band. So, but I've always played with Ryan, like, since I first learned how to play.
Ryan's always been good.
Yeah.
The Sophie King Killer days, man.
That was his brother.
That was his brother's
yeah,
band.
No,
yeah.
Exactly. When I was like 10 years old, I used to go see like God from Machine down at the like where the little library is or some shit. There was something down there.
Sophie King Killer was awesome. Those guys were great.
I had it on like cassette tape.
Nice.
I got my first amp off their first guitarist, Vince Thomas.
So anyway, you guys are putting out this CD when?
June 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're gonna have it streaming everywhere.
Are you? I was about to say you're still gonna do Spotify, iTunes,
yeah.
YouTube, the Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Put it on the internet. Go worldwide with it.
That's the future.
Galactica.
Make it available. Actually available.
That's the idea. I mean, we put out an album for Dwayne Duke, and we received 25 cents off YouTube.
That's impressive. Yeah.
25 whole cents.
Yeah.
Whole cents.
25 cents.
But you guys earned those. You know? Those
well, Dwayne
cents.
Did. We got like...
me, Bob, and Sean shared a gumball that day.
That's what I'm saying.
Almost enough to blow a bubble.
No, I mean... I was literally though looking at the stream money, and it's so funny because like if somebody buys your album on iTunes, your album's $7, you get $5, and you walk home with $5, and you're like, hell yeah, my album was sold, I got $5. Problem is nobody buys your album on iTunes anymore. Everybody uses Spotify, right? I mean, you use Spotify, iTunes, use Tidal, iTunes, Apple Music, Beats Music, iHeartRadio. You know what I mean? The list goes on. Yeah. So I was looking at the streams. On one of these songs in a month's time on Dwayne's thing had 848 streams, right, in a month time. And just one song. And we were paid $1.10 for those 848 streams. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, Dwayne was paid $1.10. But I just mean like 848 streams, dude. And it got $1.10. But that's the world we live in. You get your little tiny small piece of the pie. You have to have, that's why when you are a recording artist now, you got to have a clothing line. And a motherfucking vape juice and a fucking like belt buckles.
No, Sean keeps coming. He's like, yo, we need to make coffee mugs. We need to make
this. Yeah, like, I think about it for us all the time because, like, yeah, I mean, we make store. A
Sean's
make a
cooking up his
podcast.
Own vape juice right now.
Really?
I mean, we make a podcast, so there's literally there's no revenue. Like, I can sit here and scream on the mountaintop about use my Amazon link all day. But if somebody uses the Amazon link, you get 6 cents off their dollar or whatever, and then fucking, what am I getting at?
I knew someone that would spend fucking 3G through us.
But you have to get like a 50. You have to get a $50 limit on Amazon to fucking get the money back. So say we might have earned like $9 on Amazon.
Yeah,
we can't see that until we earn 50. So it's a lot easier to like fucking. Record a comedy album and put it out and try and take our little fucking percentage piece of the pie and fucking put that towards a podcast or sell coffee mugs or fucking have a raffle in my basement where we're giving out fucking porn bags from Cirillas and shit.
That was weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry,
dude. And my girlfriend won them. I still got all these little fuzzy ticklers upstairs and shit.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So anyway.
You guys are having fun.
Yeah, it was like 1990s Hustler mags and a fucking tickler. There was one thing in
1990s, she's like, I wasn't even born.
There was one thing in there that was a girth enhancer. It was like this rubber black thing. Remember we gave it to John O'Brien?
Yeah, you really wanted it.
He was like, I really want that girth enhancer.
Well, who doesn't, Bob?
Like, it was like this black leather thing you strapped on your dick so that your dick would be wider. Like, you could like stretch it and slap it around your dick, and it made you... Dick White is a girth enhancer.
Where do you get one of those?
At a raffle. Next comedy show.
Next comedy show.
I hope you're the lucky winner.
No, yeah, my girlfriend and I, we went to Cirilla's to get a wig or something. She loves having like,
yeah, she's like, let me get one of those girth
enhancers.
She loves
having like, like pink hair and all kinds of stuff. So that, and they got stripper wigs galore there type thing, you know. But anyway, they have these... mystery bags on the wall, $20. Mystery bag, and it has like guaranteed 12 items in it or something. And you pop it open, and it'll be like a Hustler mag, some fucking dirty DVD you would never want to put anywhere near your DVD player. fucking girth enhancer, a couple dildos, a motherfucking lube, some dick wipes, like cleanup
dick
baby.
Wipes.
They're like baby naps, but it's just like some guy
it's
with
like
a
when
hard
you get,
dick
wait,
on the front.
It's like when you get wings.
What's up?
It's like when you get wings and your like hands are too sticky.
What's up? No,
it
would
dick wipes?
It'd be baby wipes.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
baby
yeah.
wipes.
It's like the same thing with wings.
People like using baby, I don't know what wings are, like the TV
wings?
Show?
No. No, like wings, like you eat them, they give them like the little like wet
red
wipes.
Wings
a
when you, oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
A baby wipe. It's a wet nap. Whatever
yeah, wet
the
nap.
Fuck
yeah,
you
yeah.
want to call them. Yeah, it was just that, but it was in a package with some guy with a rock hard cock on the front. It's like, Colt.
Cock wipes.
Yeah,
I got you.
Clean up after your action.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was some good stuff in it.
Clean cock. Yeah.
It was worth the $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But you won it, right? So, you know?
She
Sean won
it. Yeah. My girlfriend
was rigged. The raffle was rigged.
We rigged the raffle for my girlfriend to win the porn bag.
Nobody wanted my copy of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, we did raffle away Apocalypse Now, too. How the fuck are we getting this? Oh, that's how we raised money.
That's how we raised money.
I'm like, and Cox.
So that's...
Thanks, guys.
That's funny. But that's how you have to... Like, it's like selling merch, coffee mugs. You need to have stiletto fucking Eskimo lawn gnomes.
That's really good. That's
a great just idea. A little law gnome with
sounds
a stiletto
like a
shirt
lot
on.
Lot of work though.
Somebody's ceramics those yeah, on the internet. You could definitely find it.
Probably
check Craigslist.
For a lot of money too.
Yeah. So what's the idea with this EP? What are we gonna do? We're gonna put it out and disappear for 4 more years, or what are we doing?
Well, it takes us a year to write a song. So.
Yeah.
We don't really have plans. The plan was to record it and release it, and we're having fun playing, so we'll see what happens next. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. So you're not loading up the van and going for on the 40-day tour?
No.
To just experience the road?
We're working. Some of us are going to school. We're playing music together still because it's fun.
Yeah.
We've always done it. Yeah, I don't know.
And you write good songs, basically.
Thanks.
You write good songs, so you might as well play them.
It's a lot of fun.
What's the point of not playing them?
Right.
People sit there and there was like a few people at the last show me and Paul went to. They were like, your band needs to play again, bro. And it's like, we do like new things now.
Yeah.
But if I was able to just be in a band for fun, I would still do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Well, you
no, I
do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You are.
I mean, one of the big reasons why I do is because that band. Like,
but you still are. Yeah, you're in the I'm gonna tour and I'm gonna make it mode. Basically, is
trying to. Yeah.
So
deliver pizza.
It's
and then
not
play
like
shows.
It's not about just playing every 6 weeks at home.
No, not at all.
And selling some merch.
Yeah, no,
and
it's like trying to write
together.
Like, semi catchy songs and hoping that people like us in Gainesville, Florida.
You just said sell out, like.
Yeah, sell out, definitely, yeah.
Honestly,
I would play fucking guitar for Miley Cyrus
Paul's,
in a heartbeat.
On Paul's last tour, they were playing Sum 41 covers.
Well, last
and
tour,
shit.
You mean the last 3 days that we did. We played one show where
okay,
we covered
yeah.
songs. Yeah, we covered Sum 41,
you didn't
Dick Lips,
cover
and,
songs,
1985.
You didn't cover songs every day?
No.
You didn't do Master Puppets either?
No, I lied on Facebook, sorry. Yeah. I thought they'd get more people there.
That's funny. You want to play, or no, hold on. Muhammad Ali died, right?
Get out!
Get out of town.
He did?
Muhammad
Who
Ali
else?
Died, and then fucking, yeah, Kimbo Slice passed away,
Kimbo
too.
Kimbo Slice. I saw you tweet, you want a slice of bread?
I looked at Bobby last night, and I was like,
you want a slice of bread? And then he died.
No, I was like, dude, Kimbo Slice is dead. And he was like, what? You want a slice of bread?
Good job, Bob.
And fucking put Muhammad Ali passed away.
Yeah, he did, yeah. He was on the cover of a comic book with Superman.
One of our great legends of the generations.
Mm.
Is that a way you phrase things? Legends of the generations.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's like, he transcended race, religion, culture.
Yeah, totally.
He was at WrestleMania 1 in the main event. He was special enforcer on the outside of the ring.
Oh. I'm sorry, I don't know.
He also wrestled Antonio Inoki.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It happened, true.
I agree with you.
They did boxer versus wrestler, and Inoki whooped his ass. It was back in Japan. Because Muhammad Ali saw the benefits to showmanship and entertainment.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
He'll take a pin in Japan for
okay.
some money, you know?
That's fair.
And then he'd also fucking, like, the video that's been going around on Facebook all weekend of him dodging 21 punches in 10 seconds. You seen that shit?
No.
He's, like, going like this.
Wow. If only this was the video podcast.
He dodges 21 punches, and then at the end, he just, like, wiggles his hips. And then the video just ends. It's, like, a 6-second clip of just him dodging 21 punches. It's ridiculous. But there's Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. It's a bummer, man. People die.
He did pretty good. If you sing like a bee, then your singer falls out and you die right away. So he did
floated
pretty
like
good.
A butterfly. I don't understand what.
He did pretty good.
Yeah, all right.
That was a funny joke.
I don't know.
He stung right out of this fucking universe.
No, you know how, like, when a bee loses their stinger.
Yeah, I know they die.
Right,
yeah, yeah. Out. Just like Muhammad Ali.
No, Muhammad Ali didn't die. Yeah, so he did pretty good in life because he lasted.
So. Wait, no, but he still died.
He lasted just a like while. He lasted a while after he.
I don't understand, guys. I think you're trying to twist this shit up.
He lasts a while after he stung like a bee, though.
Muhammad Ali. Everyone pour one out for him. I get a fake laugh.
No, it's for Bob.
That's fair.
Thanks.
But yeah, I told Bob that's I'll pull back the curtain. That's completely my fault. I told Bob said that joke earlier.
Oh, you gotta say that on air. It'll kill.
And he was like, everybody's gonna be silent. And I was like, no.
Way to go, Bob.
I was like, and if they're silent, I'll hit the fake laugh. But anyway,
I wanted a fake laugh anyway.
He said it awful. He said it funny earlier, I promise.
Yeah, I promise.
Sure. You guys had,
were like
you had to have been there.
Mark's hard deep. And you're like, yeah, this is really good.
No, it's right before I went to work, but I was, I mean, in my opinion. anyway, let's move on. Dig Dug.
What a segue.
Yeah, because I've been watching a lot of gaming things on YouTube. Yeah. That's what I constantly do. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching a bunch of videos about the 1983 video game crash lately. And, you know, Dig Dug was an Atari 2600 game, a popular arcade game.
Yeah, Dig Dug was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So is that why you named it Dig Dug, but you're going to spell Doug, D-O-U-G,
like a guy named Doug? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Funny?
Yeah, is it
Give Doug yourself funny? A Doug fucking funny. Fake laugh, motherfucker.
What? Why did I get a fake laugh? I wasn't being funny. I was legitimately asking about Dig Dug.
Fair enough.
Go is ahead. It named after a guy named Doug somewhere?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hmm.
I used to walk by my friend Doug's house when I was like writing that song. And it was like...
Now you're stalking him or what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. Just like to where I was going. You know, so that's why it's called that.
Where are you staying at now, Mike DiCarlo? What town are you in?
I live in Fairlawn.
You're living in Fairlawn? My brother's living out in Fairlawn now.
New Melt coming soon.
What?
A lot of people are out there.
Well, he's not just Fairlawn now. He's been there for a while. But it's weird that he's like in Fairlawn. It's a weird spot. Kinda.
It is. It's different.
Hmm. I mean, you get a little apartment, you're paying like a grand for it, right?
He's got a really great, cheap apartment. Mm-hmm. It's unreal.
And then you're like right there by Summit Mall, and you go play.
I'm like in between that and Highland Square.
Uh-huh. So you're more in like Wallhaven? Are you trying to just claim Fairlawn?
I'm closer to
while Wallhaven. You're like up in the Wallhaven, motherfucker.
I didn't know how specific I needed to get.
We are all about.
Yeah, he lives at Our Lady of the Elms.
We're all about the motherfucking geography.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. So, because Wallhaven's like, that's where like the rich motherfuckers went. That's where they started to like conjugate. While they controlled this whole neighborhood and shit, like these were like little minions here that just like shuffled to work over here. They were sitting over there in Wallhaven looking at vast hills and shit. At least that's what I imagine in the day.
Oh, I mean, that's not how I would describe it now.
Okay, so.
At all.
No.
Yeah.
I ride my bike through there and I'm like,
that's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can roll up to Swenson's over there.
Sure can.
Yeah.
There's Larry's main entrance over there.
Eurogyro. You want any other shops?
That's a. It's a
eye
it's
opener.
Mm-hmm. They had that. There. That Circle K
yeah,
got.
There's an Arby's
the
there.
Arnie's. The Circle K caught on fire that one day.
It caught on fire. What about the time 45 little kids ransacked it?
That was crazy.
What?
Yeah, just like
give us candy.
That's literally like, what happened.
Only the worst things ever happened at that Circle K. Every experience awful. I've ever had there has been frightening, and I hate it. Like I just want to get this drink and get out of here, and it's like a huge ordeal every time.
Give me a veggie boy. Oh God, no little kids.
Circle K's have they have bad reps everywhere. Circle K, man. I was in Pittsburgh one time. This chick was like, "I want a taco." And I was like, we can go to Circle K and we can get a Choco Taco.
Oh, are you trying to have a date?
And she was like, hell yeah. I was like, what's up, girl? Let's go with Choco Taco.
I'm in a band.
Yeah. She just got done. It was when I was filling in for Fully Consumed.
Yeah, I know.
She just got done seeing me
play. Yins want to get a taco?
That's exactly how she did it. And I was like, no, but we can go to Circle K and get a Choco Taco. And she was like, Circle K's are only in the ghetto. And I was like, that's like, man, Circle K is life, bro.
Yeah, honestly.
79 cents or whatever yeah. for a Polar Pop.
Yeah, we got fucking, those pops flowing through us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Circle K is life. So you can't avoid going that Circle K because sometimes you want a Choco Taco, is yeah, what I'm trying like to say.
Speedway doesn't sell Choco Taco.
It's too close to home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, well, I mean, I'm sure there's other sort of really dissecting this business. I'm sure there's other Circle K's you could. I mean, other gas stations you could.
The next
frequent.
Gas station is like a quarter mile down the road, and it's a Circle K.
Oh, okay.
It has a drive-through, but it's always closed.
I don't know why. Like that one's nicer, though. Mm-hmm. You know, like
oh,
terrible shit doesn't keep happening there. Like at the
yeah.
other one,
they have Fat Tire there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one roof over the gas pumps is not like all burnt up from mm-hmm. the fire. That happened there.
Nice.
I've seen the fire on YouTube. There was people just filming it. How does the Circle K down the road from here runs out of gas all the fucking time? Like,
what's up with that, Mike D?
Fuck off. There's my bad.
You get another song?
Yeah, let me find Dig Dug. And
we're going to
play it.
Was anything, that the segue that you're trying to
do? Anything you want to tell me about Dig Dug?
Yeah, what's up with Doug?
Yeah, tell me more about Doug.
Just say cuckoo and let's fucking end this shit.
Doug's just like a goofy dude, I know, and I just would walk by his house while I was writing this song, so it was all...
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of snow.
Oh, out in Wallhaven. That's why we were talking about this. You're walking by Doug's house in Wallhaven.
Kent, right?
I was in Kent.
Yeah.
That's funny. So anyway, so you're walking past Doug's house, and you were like, I dig it, Doug, you know?
I don't know what Circle K is.
I saw Doug shuffling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, Dig Doug.
Dig Doug.
Like, oh, Dig Doug. And like, there he was, just digging.
I'm glad that, see.
And there he was, just digging.
So, you know.
Wow, I don't know why that.
That's funny.
You can't really dig into it.
Shit. Allergy had a really good joke.
I heard it. You can't really dig into it. That was funny. What's up?
I like to have fun.
Play the song, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to hit a bell.
Can we hit a bell? I don't know.
All right, let me play the song. My bad, I paused it.
That's fair.
I dig a tunnel to your house. It's underground, my only round. I'm not okay. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not okay. With taking chances, I'm not okay. I'm not afraid to say it. Hold up deep inside. I wait for the snow to stop. Why am I so tired? And where did the sun go? Slowly going old. Heaven only knows what the future holds. to your house. It's underground, my only route. I dig a tunnel to your house. It's underground, my only route.
Hell yeah. Dig, cool. Doug. I yeah. dig a tunnel to dig your house.
It's kind of like about the dude in the game, too. Mm-hmm. You know?
I dug that.
He's never, you know, he's never going to get there. Can you beat Dig Doug?
No idea.
Me either. But there was a popular thing about games those days where they would make it so that, like, once you got towards the end, it would be, like, unbeatable. It would glitch.
It just starts going super fast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It only gets harder. You never beat it.
Like
it's
they,
like life,
you know? I've watched somebody go through all 99 levels of Duck Hunt. That's why I'm doing the gun.
Ah,
but he went
I was
through.
Why are you shooting Brian Henry?
And at the end of it, it just like glitches out to where like the dog's not even on the screen, but he's still there for all of his motions, and the ducks are just like weird blue fucking flashes, and the screen flashes fucking green hat on half of it and shit like that. It just like glitches out so that you have to reset it and restart.
Hmm.
So Dig Dug might have been one like that. Might I guess is what I'm getting at.
Duck Dug.
Hmm.
No. All right.
Dig Dug. Nah. All right. I'll see you guys later. So
it reminded me of that Pete and Pete episode.
Hmm. Do you guys write the music before you write the lyrics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you write all the lyrics, Mike, right?
Yeah, every now and then Chad gets me out of a like some kind of place I'm stuck. Also, mm-hmm. But I write like a majority of the lyrics.
What's your main influence of writing lyrics, other than Doug?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's stuff I either see in other people's lives or something that happens in mine.
Relationship-wise or anything like that.
Yeah, sometimes. Or just like with your friends, mm-hmm. just something that I feel like can be relatable to people.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you ever just be like, wow. A weird Christian fucking nation is gonna burn all the fucking people of this earth, and we're all gonna be fucking nameless, faceless, fucking burn victims following Jesus? Take that, never just write a song about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Tara Bang got that on it.
No, it's never
weird.
Like that.
Wow.
I feel so like there's odd. Always yeah. a little bit of like pop culture in what you write.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Back
to
like
the Future,
so. Yeah.
or like you're like that one was about a Boy Meets World episode. Mm-hmm. Like,
Little Lobster.
Yeah, Little Lobster.
Hey there, Little
from,
Lobster. That was a song I was thinking of earlier.
That's from Friends.
Hey there, yeah. Little Lobster. Right, isn't that how
yeah
it goes?
I guess that's a good point. I don't think I did that this time with anything,
so, okay.
Yeah, no, it's all been it's
so
all been
what
real.
What happens when you jam the song then? Who do you guys write your guitar stuff? Do you fucking come up with most of the stuff? What the, do you say, or do you all jam the music out and then you write lyrics to it?
I feel like Kyle
what happens
writes a lot of
Kyle starts
yeah go ahead talk real
Kyle
quick
Kyle starts the process.
Yeah, yeah. Give us a little do a little interview with Kyle real quick, Sean. Yeah. You've never met him. I knew this dude since
I've
fucking
met
like
Kyle. I've met Kyle a few times over the years.
Never on the podcast.
What's up? No, yeah, never on the podcast. But Kyle, so where's Kyle from originally?
I'm from Ravenna.
I don't know any of
go
these.
Go ahead,
things.
Pull that mic towards you.
Yeah, pull it in.
There you Ravenna. Go.
Yeah. Ravenna. So what was going on out? What was going out on in Ravenna that you started just grabbing a guitar and dweedling on it, right?
Dweedling.
I don't really know. That's I just gross. One day decided to sell my trumpet from band and buy a guitar.
Well, yeah. I used to skateboard with this dude all the time, and then like he started playing guitar.
We got
for
guitar
a
like
film.
The same time, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we both got guitars.
You got
the
way
same
better
time,
than I did,
and
but
then we jammed together a couple times.
Yeah, yeah. But
played
you...
some like Blink 182 songs. Oh, yeah.
Phoenix DX.
That's where you learned the
power chords. Yeah.
Well,
that's where you learn what you're doing now, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how I
regressed finally to my final form of pop punk. No, but you started playing for Psycho Phil, right?
Yep.
How was that?
It was sweet.
And that's how you met these guys, right?
We played a lot of shows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
We used to skate with this cat. I can't remember his name. He used to ride a bike, but he used to sing for Stiletto.
Todd?
Yeah. We used to skate and.
Which one was he? Was he the guy with
singer.
The hair?
Yeah, the singer. Yeah, the crow
that hair.
Yeah.
He was a weird dude.
Yeah, he was. Oddly enough, he wasn't weird back in the day, like at all. Like he wore like a really like.
Is he still around? Do you still communicate with
he's
that guy?
California. Yeah, he's in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cool dude.
Maybe.
Yeah, I always thought he was pretty cool.
He's probably a Warriors fan out there.
He's not. He's a Cavs fan.
The only I remember him from a party one time, and I feel like he was just weird.
I remember him from
he's
Taco
probably
Bell.
Drunk.
He was like we all had ice waters, and that lady was like, "If you spit one more ice cube out on the floor, you guys are kicked out." And he took a big swig of the fucking water, and then like dripped all of it out of his mouth. And she's like, "You guys are fucking kicked out."
Sounds like a
stellar
guy.
He was a funny guy. Yeah, no,
sounds,
he was a funny guy.
Sounds stellar. So, all right. So you're from Ravenna. What starts bringing you to Akron and chicks? I'm the place I met you was just, I guess, at the Orange Street at all those shows there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I met you guys life. From him.
Yeah, no, I feel like like you were in Psychophil, and then you guys met Stiletto or Argyle at the time, and then you got into Argyle after that.
Yeah,
I never introduced you guys to them because like I bought Vince Thomas's amp off of him.
Well, you told me who they were.
Yeah, yeah, and okay, then, right on. That makes sense because I was like all at their practices. I'm like, you guys, you're sick. Oh my god, I can't believe you're doing this. I remember the first fucking song. Like, it sounded like Foo Fighters' "Everlong." Chris Bull wrote it, and it was paper cuts from "These Letters I Wrote." That shit sticks with me to this day.
Dude, that was like way later.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, no. Well, that was the first Stiletto song, I think, right?
That was still Argyle, though.
That was Argyle.
It was Argyle,
like,
but that'd be...
last Argyle song.
No, we never used that as Stiletto.
Oh, right. I remember Pastorelli was singing.
We recorded it with a whammy bar.
Yeah, no, Pastorelli sang that shit.
Specifically
with
the whammy bar. Dude, this shit is like ingrained in my head, because this is like what made me want to play music. You guys. Mm-hmm. Way to go, guys.
Way
now
go,
I'm
going to
pop on band. Yeah.
You.
Do the Lord's work.
That's funny. So, all right. Anyway, Kyle, what was sort of your inspirations playing music then? What was the stuff you were getting into?
Like right at the start?
Yeah, when you started, well, like you picked up a guitar and you were like, I want to play like this.
Operation Ivy.
Mm.
Yep.
It was the punk records.
Yep.
Well,
Blink-182.
Like, yeah, about to say
Operation,
Phoenix CX.
Probably Blink-182.
Yeah,
honestly.
Phoenix CX, we listen a lot to. God damn it.
Fucking and
Lamb of God, you're huge into.
Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Love that band.
Dude, and All Shall Perish.
So that's where the Dweed
comes from. That was like way later.
Yeah, I saw you at a party one night, and you were like, you lifted up your shirt and you had an All Shall Perish shirt underneath of it, like Superman. like you're about to be like Metal Boy. and you're like, dude, All Shall Perish. I was like, that's so sick.
When did you start like messing around with guitar pedals and stuff?
Probably after I met Coop.
Mm.
A little bit. He kind of showed me, I didn't really fuck with pedals that much.
So he taught you the way of the echo and flange
the delay,
and shit.
For sure, the delay. Delay pedal.
He taught you the way of the delay.
That's
his autobiography.
The
way
of
delay. The Kyle Shaver song.
Yeah. With a foreword from Coop.
What do they call that at the beginning of the book? Like the
intro.
Just the dedication.
No, like, the dedication. Well, I get the dedication.
You get a page, though, at least.
Yeah,
the dedication page. If I learned one thing in third grade is that there's a dedication page in a book.
If that is the only thing you took away from
third it's
grade.
Like copyright page, table of contents,
dedication,
and then like the book.
Yeah, and then in the back it's got the picture of the author.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I thought it was called a foreword.
What's up?
It's
you can have
forward.
A foreword in there too, but you can have a foreword
in there.
Yeah,
there could be a prologue too as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck y'all.
But
if you never get past the dedication page, you wouldn't know that.
Fair enough. So that's
Brian
where
Henry strikes
that's
again.
Where Coop's at, the dedication page. So what got you
page
playing?
Three.
What got you playing the stuff like you play now?
Made you want to start playing guitar?
We already covered
that. Yeah, he sold his trumpet. He sold his.
We got through that already.
Yeah, he sold his band instrument and bought a guitar, and he liked Blink-182 and Lamb of God.
Hmm.
Where were you, Paul? Anyway, yeah, but I meant like the music you play now. What were the inspirations for that, obviously? To make you want to go Tweedly D.
To start playing probably Armor for Sleep, honestly. I listened to them a lot and I was like,
so you
done playing like scene, like screamo shit.
Were you still in high school at this time, or was this like right after?
Yeah, it was like right after.
So I'm just imagining you like headphones on, backpack on still, even though he's inside.
It's an Osiris backpack.
And just like, like with his guitar, like, I don't know where I'm gonna go, but fucking damn, this is a sick riff.
Yeah, right? Pretty
just
much.
Like that. And then you walked
Neverland
out
Land Ranch.
Exactly. Yeah, you walked out the Ooh, door yeah. with it. He had a little like.
Thanks for the chords. I'm from sleep.
Oh yeah. He had a little amp on his side. Coop taught him about delay.
That was a little bit later.
That was the first delay track too.
Yeah.
That nice little bridge.
Well, the first time we ever used delay. Ever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
the first song.
It was a special moment for you guys.
We were trying to do a different project at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, this was right when I joined. We started doing, I don't even know if we had a name for it, but.
These lip sync ships.
That was almost the name. Yeah. But we had Neverland Ranch, and I think that was it.
Yeah.
I want to say. Yeah. We had like two other old Stiletto songs we were playing.
Then we needed a singer, though. We had to beg Chad to join our band.
Mm-hmm.
It took us like
so you months. This was going to be a completely different project, and then it ended up just morphing into Stiletto. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Where'd Chad come from?
Chad was in a band called Fate Falling Through.
Mm-hmm.
They used to play at the Orange Street sometimes too.
And he was just some guy that sang.
Yeah, like he sang in their band. They broke up like a few months before we.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time that I heard him sing for you guys, I was like, I can't believe this is what he's doing after that band. Because that band was completely different, I felt.
I don't know what that band really was. I remember their covers more than their songs.
I thought that... Yeah, I don't really remember.
They were doing more like an alternative... They were like Incubus. ...Deftones thing, I felt like, at least.
I just always remember watching that one video of them doing the Darkness cover, and it was, like, really funny.
I Believe in a Thing Called Love, or whatever.
Kind of sounded like Hoobastank.
That guy sounded like Hoobastank. He sounds like he could sing in Hoobastank. I'd give him that.
I would say Incubus. He sounds... Well, not that he could sing in Incubus. I'm not trying to, like... You know, Brandon Boyd's insane, but he sounds like his range and what he does with his vocals.
Or Glassjaw.
I wouldn't. Shout out to Glassjaw. I don't know. Chad reminds me so much of Brandon Boyd, it's insane. Even his like stage presence and shit like that. He's really good.
Chad's great to have. He can do a lot.
He's all right.
His range is good.
I'm just seeing better. Is Chad listening? Did anybody talk to him?
Nah.
I don't know.
We don't do this. We don't do this live.
Nobody listens.
Yeah, nobody listens anymore anyway. But no, we don't do it live. It'll be up here whenever we get done. And then he'll be able to listen in all its glory then. So if there's anything you want to say to him, you can go ahead and tell him.
Go ahead. Oh, I did. I said, sup, Chad. I didn't mean what I said earlier.
That's funny. So, all right, what you told me that you're just gonna like put it out there and let it breathe.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gonna write more songs?
I hope so.
You guys gonna work on an album? Are you putting together more riffs right now, or are you writing for another side project already? Is that
nah?
I feel like Kyle has
I got
riffs.
Some stuff.
Yeah, I feel like you have riffs like all day long. Like you tap so much.
He's all day riff man.
Okay. Honestly. Like I watched the dude play and I'm like, God damn it, how did this happen? And I'm so bad at guitar.
you share a drummer with My Mouth is the Speaker still, correct? Or they got so
yep.
Does that hamper what you guys can do, or is it vice versa, or is it just not you guys aren't trying to? I don't. You get what I'm trying to say?
I feel like Ryan runs the ship.
I think they're a little bit more active anyway. Mm-hmm. That's just what they do. Like they're in a little bit of a different type of scene than we are. They just play more frequently, really.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Does it hamper you from being wanting to book ABC show?
No.
And you can only play D.
No, I mean, we just don't.
The one show you didn't want to play.
You have to anyway.
Ah, there goes D again. Thanks, Ryan.
That's funny.
No, I think we get to play pretty much whatever shows we want to play.
It was just
You guys don't, like, want a tour.
No.
Or, I mean, you do, but, like, you don't try to.
It'd be great to be able to, but. Mm.
You totally could. You could do, like, fucking 3 days, like, here and there.
I think we all need to be like going to school and keeping our jobs. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Well, how many of you are married?
Chad's getting married this summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Any children? One. Any little stiletto children nothing rolling around?
No. Mm-hmm.
So,
Allie G, you got a kid? No.
No. Booyakasha.
Ladies.
No. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. You guys want to? Can I play one more song that's on here, or should I not?
Do we have one more song?
I think there's a bunch on here.
Isn't it a full album?
Hey, there's four songs. Or there's, okay. I guess the
what's up?
Be a bonus.
What I want?
He wanted an overdose. He wanted a live.
Kyle really wants an encore.
On the record.
Do you want to do battery
on the record?
Should we all chant Kyle after the song?
What song am I going to play here?
Man, play Herb.
Man, you're I've played tight. Herb on this podcast 9 times.
Do
I?
Okay.
I know you guys are hip.
Well, we've had Brian Henry here like right when he did it. Then we had Fed Rocks here. And then I believe we played it again when it was like remixed. Or some shit. That song's been playing on this podcast a lot. Europe Life. I get it. That's Europe.
Europe Life.
Uh-huh. Europe yeah. Life.
That's Europe.
And that's Europe.
You guys read it to Europe?
That's Europe. How the song
yeah.
goes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's on the... That's Europe.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
It's on their Bandcamp. It's on their Bandcamp right now. And it's on Fed Rocks' Bandcamp. Fed Rocks was here and he got so high he forgot his own lyrics. It was really funny. He's just like, he's like rapping, and then he just started going with something that.
Can you do your impression again?
Of Sway?
Yeah, yeah. No, halfway through their song, though.
What's up?
Halfway through their song.
Oh, just turn it off and be like, oh,
no, don't turn it off. Just
anyway,
Sway.
So, yeah, I just threw my headphones. I started going, he's rapping so hard, he ain't even giving you words anymore, Paul. And it was pretty fun.
Which I think was a direct Sway quote. Except
yeah,
for the Paul part.
Except
no,
for the Paul
I'm
part.
Pretty sure that was in there.
Sway
yeah,
is
me and Sway hang out a lot.
Yeah, Sway hang out. But anyway, enough about Fed Rocks. So, what song am I playing?
Europe.
Yeah, I guess I go with Battery Park.
Okay.
I thought you said Larry Bird at first.
Larry
Bird.
Larry
Bird.
Europe.
Larry Europe.
Yeah. I have to bust out the 6-seed track for that one.
Yeah, that's funny.
We find ourselves at sea, awake but in a dream. Wind rocks me back asleep. Sometimes hard to believe. I woke up in a dream. We find ourselves at sea. But in a dream, winds rock me back asleep. Sometimes hard to believe, I woke up in a dream. I woke up in a dream. I don't care if I never
leave. Feel the open breeze, sun beats down on me. This is all that I'll ever need. From the dark I'm in, break walls, call me in. I don't care if I never leave. Feel the open breeze, sun beats down on me. This is all that I'll ever need. Good company. Just my mates and me. This is my family. Battery, battery. Yeah. Battery, battery. Break walls, pull me in. I don't care if I never leave. Feel the open breeze, sun beats down on me. This is all that I'll ever need. From the dark I'm in, break walls, pull me in. I don't care if I never leave. Feel the open breeze, sun beats down on me. This is all that I'll ever need. Just my mates and me. This is my family.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass, it's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
Looked in my Time Hop today. Time Hop's a fun app. You guys use Time Hop?
No.
No.
Facebook reminds me, no.
Right.
Yeah, well, I got a 5-year reminder today. It was pretty fun.
I tweet a lot, so Facebook can't remind me of my tweets from 3 years ago.
That's
you
fair.
Know?
Yeah. And, so Time Hop, wait, is that Instagram too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So in it, there was some shit I posted 6 years ago about Agnostic Front.
Yeah.
So I just felt like turning some on.
Ah.
It was like always a good day to list Agnostic Front in the pizza shop or
you're
something like
way
that.
Way to go, Time Hop.
I was like, yeah, Sean, you're right. It's always a good day to listen to Agnostic
Thanks,
Front
Pat, Sean.
In a pizza shop.
Sean 1.V.
What's up? Oh, I was going to actually talk about that today.
Whoa.
I forgot. You led me a perfect segue. I'm actually iPhone 7 Plus now.
Wow.
I'm on my
iPhone 7 isn't even out
I'm
yet.
I'm on my
and Sean's at 7
I'm
plus.
On my 7th version now.
Yeah.
If to,
wait, no, and an upgrade.
To speed you guys up.
You said 7 Plus.
I was Sean, and then I became then
my birth name.
Then over the years of this podcast, you know, a lot's changed in my life. Sometimes yeah. I'm happy, sometimes I'm depressed, sometimes
right.
I smoke cigarettes, sometimes I don't, sometimes I just life changes, you know.
Yeah, you yell at Paul for vaping, and then you
and then
it.
I start vaping, then I become a vapor. So there was Sean, and then there was new Sean, and then there was V2.
Yep.
And then, or there might have been V3, my bad. New Sean was version 2.
Yeah, yeah.
So then there was V3, we called it. So there was Sean, New Sean, V3. Then I became iSean 4. Then I was like iSean 5S. And I think 6 was somewhere in there when I started vaping.
Sure.
And then And then so now I'm...
Yeah, no, it was that time and point like where you're like...
Now,
we're
like,
sitting around a table and you're like, I just never knew how good it would be just to sit around and vape.
So now I realized today when I walked upstairs and I ran out of breath that since I'm getting fat again, that now I'm Sean 7 plus.
I like that.
I went with F7 reference.
And then I started rapping. Like I was like, I'm rapping in. I'm out of breath. And I was like, because I'm so fat.
I like that persona.
I don't know. I just like
a fat rapper that
I'm into.
Like, can't get through the bars. Yeah, but like knows them, but just can't do it.
I'm rapping in. I'm fat.
And you just hear you chewing.
Yeah, I started. I'm fat, man. I'm fat, dude. I was like walking. It's ridiculous, and I just keep getting fatter. I'm like pizza. And Slim Jims, dude. That mechanically separated chicken, I cannot get enough of it.
Yeah, that
white slime,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, white slime. I was about to say white sauce.
Me and white slime are like hand in hand for some reason now.
You heard of white slime?
I don't fucking get it. Man. It's mechanically separated chicken. They like after they get like the stuff that they can use from the chicken, they just grind up the rest of it into like
it's like beaks and feet
into a paste.
That's what hot dogs are made of.
Yeah, well, hot dogs are only allowed to have 20% of mechanically separated chicken in them.
How much percent
by FDA law?
20% of white slime.
I'm not sure
how
much
Slim Jims can have more than that.
Oh, I'm not positive. But Slim Jim has to be labeled mechanically separated chicken. But for some reason, dude. Slim Jims are good.
Yeah, they are good.
That white slime.
Yeah, I've just been eating like in potato chips and IPAs and just like getting
IPAs
fat.
I feel like are like way better than you.
I'm just getting you than Slim fat Jims. And old and depressed.
That's fair.
I Sean 7 plus. So yeah, that's that.
He's in a bikini on Sports Illustrated.
Fat and old and depressed.
Fat, old, depressed.
I Sean 7 plus.
So that was something I wanted to talk about today. Thanks for reminding me, Paul.
MP.
Didn't,
thanks, Paul.
Were we relying on Brian Henry for news today? Is that what happened?
I got one too, but Brian Henry should do his news story first.
Oh, hold on, let me hit the intro.
It's Brian Henry every time instead of just Brian.
Okay, never mind about this intro.
Yeah,
because it's not working. I don't have. No, that's not the problem. The tablet froze.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did you hear who got a mustache? I fucking said that. I said that to somebody earlier. They were like, what is that? It's like, yeah, Family Guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I was like, I'm sorry, the Family Guy got me fucked up again, got me talking weird stuff at work. Josie's been watching The Family Guy lately.
Yeah, I finished
how's it going, Josie?
She watched all 13 seasons.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Wow, that's impressive.
You finished all 13 seasons in 2 weeks?
Yes, I did.
I got the flu and watched all of Daredevil season 2. I felt pretty productive.
I've been watching weird videos on YouTube about wrestling video games from the 2000s.
You see they just added fucking Magician's Secrets Unleashed to Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
The shit where he like shows the secret.
Yeah, it's the Masked Magician. Oh, it's so good.
That was so bad.
I saw a DVD I got in January. I have not watched shit.
It's like, but what you don't see the wires. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
like,
no, they tell you how they did the wires.
It's dumb, yeah.
Okay.
This shit's dumb. There's a door right here, and a woman runs really fast from the side of the stage.
It's pretty impressive.
That's fucking awesome. That's
made an elephant disappear.
Magic secrets.
That's really cool.
They made an elephant. Did you ever see the time David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear?
I know how it's done.
What?
That was fucking magic, dude.
I know it's done.
Impossible.
Netflix, guys.
I always like David Blaine, too. I'm not a magic hater. But, I mean, I don't need to watch The Magician's Greatest Secrets, because I can't fucking tell you how off. David Blaine does any of his stuff.
Yeah, I can do a magic trick, you know what I mean? But it would not work on the podcast.
I don't know if they could. Can they tell you how David Blaine does anything? They were like, we're going to show you how to levitate in
how
episode 4 of Secrets
it's
from
fishing
the
wire.
Magician.
Whoa.
But he's standing on the motherfucking training camp of the Dallas Cowboys in front of Emmitt Smith and fucking...
you don't see the crane above him lifting him up.
a crit.
Those people do.
Yeah, in front of all
you're
the people.
You're so angry, but I know it's
no,
not easy.
No, that's not how
I
do it.
I watched the show.
Not when
that's
you're
exactly
standing.
What David Blaine wants. Two dudes arguing about him on a podcast.
David Blaine, it's purposely going on the streets and doing that shit. He's literally levitating in the middle of the fucking street in front of a lady.
Yeah,
that
really? How many times they looked
no
up the
crane.
Fucking camera to look upside? Like,
there ain't
look
no
up the building.
Crane in front of the
do
woman.
Do they look up ever? No.
At the building?
Yeah.
you
know
think
why?
Because
it's a fucking crane,
there's
motherfucker.
There's a crane in the building? There's just some guy dropping pots of plants out the window. Like
why the fuck would he be dropping? What? David Blaine's going to dodge pots
no,
of plants.
Says every Nintendo game in the world.
I'm telling
pots
you, dude.
That's out the windows.
That's how magic's done. Fuck off.
What's
your iPad loaded?
But no, that's the point of David Blaine. He's like, yeah, when you're on stage, you can do all these little hooks and crannies
and nicks
and tricks.
Yeah, and when you're in front of a camera and there's like not anyone looking up, you can
do
this shit
too.
Yeah,
but there's no camera fucking editing. It says that on the thing.
Oh my God. Watch an episode. There's all right, like fucking 19
so when he walks
changes.
Up to the homeless guy and he shakes the goddamn Coke can.
I hate this. David Blaine's a fraud. So are you.
So when he stands on a pole for 36 hours and then jumps off into 30 feet of boxes.
That's happened.
Which can't, I mean, it's not, dudes do that every day. Go ahead.
You tell me he was held by a crane on that shit? That's
no.
magic, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
When he sat, oh, my bad. You don't think?
I mean, like, when he was, like, under
that was the point I was making
ice
a joke.
Block for a long time. That wasn't magic.
Yeah, when he held it,
like,
he was buried alive in an ice block. Or,
like
no, he's buried alive
he
in a water coffin.
No, wait, what
were
you saying?
He stood in an ice
it's
block.
It's just like, it's not a magic trick. It's just like,
it's an endurance test.
For, yeah.
Yeah. Same thing
that's
with him
point.
Being up on that pole.
I was making a joke. Budum splash. Jesus
Ba-dum
Christ.
Fuck off.
What's it's magic, I tell you, standing on a pole for 36 hours.
That's
fair. But no.
I know you love strippers.
Legitimately, though, when he. That was funny. That was funny. Okay. But anyway.
All those fucking young kids are like, fuck him.
David Blaine. David Blaine does card
said
tricks.
That twice, too.
You would never imagine.
Yeah.
Card tricks?
Card tricks. Right there for Emmitt Smith to see, you know what I mean? And then they'll go, oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's what I can do one. I can do one.
You can do it?
I can win
a
money
David
every
Blaine
time.
Trick?
Oh, wait.
It's
is there
a fucking
cards?
Crazy magic card trick, but I can't do it on a podcast, so it doesn't matter.
No, you can do it, but you don't be like, oh, my God, Bob's a magician. Actually, if you didn't. Wait,
no,
Bob.
So
Bob, don't even worry about
it. Like, the whole type
that
of
would
that
boring
would be
audio.
Really boring.
No.
We would need video for that.
Fake that you have cards and just go with it.
All right.
Sean, pick a card.
It's going to be like.
It's over. Go,
Sean, pick a card.
No, fuck off.
All right. You got that.
What was my card? No, my.
Still?
Maybe. Hold on a second. Actually, it's working, I guess. My bad. Give me a second, man. All right. Which one am I doing? This one. It's quiet, though. Shut up, Samsung. Let's try this again. Hold on a second.
New. Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you? We got some news for you now.
All right,
Brian Henry.
Yeah, but
news.
News.
Oh fuck!
You got a news story for me, Brian Henry?
Apparently, a biologist at Vanderbilt University has demonstrated that electric eels can actually leap out of the water and attack their prey directly, rather than just electrocuting the water around them.
So, an electric eel shocked me like an electric eel. That already. That's
what?
The way they kill things is by shocking them.
he said some weird shit. You're like, all right, electric eel jumps out of the water, electrocutes me with electric field, and I'm all like, whoa.
Okay.
The electric eel can actually come at you and attach itself to you to shock you directly.
Mm.
That makes sense.
So it's like a little taser. Could you imagine fucking getting little electric eel tasers? Like having a little electric eel in your hand? You just,
shoot it at somebody?
Hit motherfuckers.
Shoot this waterborne creature.
Well, like, if somebody tries to run up on you and, like, take advantage of you,
you just throw out your electric eel?
Like, that's probably, like,
do you have
what
it
happened
like a,
in the new Aquaman movie.
It's like a little
start, like,
aquarium hand.
Eels at people?
Well, all right. Well, I saw
I know you are.
I saw this thing on Facebook that was like little, I don't know if it's true or not. It was, I didn't look into it, but it was like little salamanders and shit inside of keychains, right? So if we can do that, we can already put like electric eel with just the shocker side out, but put him in like a little tank so he stays alive with like nutrients and water. Yeah, so that I could just hit you with it like that. Like it would be like the size of your cell phone with like a little electric eel radar.
You're like the greenest fucking like shocker ever.
What the fuck are you talking about? Salamanders in a keychain?
Yeah, okay. So
no, he's saying that we can put electric eels in the
inside
keychain.
Inside taser.
The tail sticking
it's
out.
Electric Why eel. Are people doing it with salamanders?
I don't know. Google it, Josie. See
salamanders
don't
do shit. They're like,
I don't know
oh,
if
I
it's
whipped
true.
Off my tail.
It was like a meme on Facebook that said, these are live animals inside of keychains.
Yeah,
this is real.
That's horrible.
And I was like, well, who knows if it's actually real? I got Snopes that shit. I never did. Yeah, but anyway.
Snopes that.
You got to do that with anything on the internet. It's like, this is real. It's like, is it though? Let me double check.
Probably not.
Let me get two primary resources. Remember primary resources?
I do.
Let me get three.
Forgot about those.
I was like, yo, Wikipedia. And they're like, no. You're in eighth grade in 19 or 20.
Primary resource. You know, you can use the encyclopedia.
Yeah, but not Wikipedia at the time.
I mean, Britannica.
So Bobby Brown, latest celeb to claim
singer?
Having sex with ghosts.
Bobby Brown's dead, ain't he?
Oh, Bobby's having.
Well, this makes way more sense.
No, his daughter's dead and his ex-wife's dead.
Did you Snopes this, Paul?
Did you Snopes this, Paul? Okay, so yeah, no, he fucked a ghost. It was weird. All right.
Bobby Brown did?
Yeah.
Who was the lady? Ghost? Yeah, exactly,
say.
Right?
Which ghost? It was a white VHS tape.
So
that's
there,
the ghost VHS.
There are a lot of ghosts. There are a lot of ghosts
ghost
in the
dad?
World.
During his 2020
ghost
interview
dad.
Tuesday,
Call of Duty
night.
Ghosts. But I'm Splash.
The former New Edition. All right,
guys, I'll see you later.
The former New Edition singer told a news story about a very bizarre experience involving a ghost. I bought this mansion in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
This was a really, really spooky place.
Okay.
Brown told Robin Roberts. But yes, one time I woke up and yeah, a ghost was being mounted by a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a ghost being mounted by a ghost. He was being mounted
I was about
by
to say,
a ghost.
He was just like, yeah, ghost, go for it.
Yeah. Oh, ghost on ghost. Brown didn't go into detail about his supernatural sex session, such as when it happened, but he emphasized he was completely sober when he did the deed.
Whoa.
So he definitely came, guys.
So.
wait.
Nice.
Wait. He fucked the ghost? The ghost
that's what him. 2020's saying, Bob. I wasn't high, Brown said.
The ghost didn't fuck him. He fucked the ghost. Didn't fuck him. He fucked the ghost.
Yeah. No, when he did the deed.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wait.
I'm blown away.
All right, real quick. All
is
right, guys.
Round table.
Hold on. Yeah, let's go with lady
I'm more
ghost.
Concerned that 2020 is covering this
information. Yeah, Barbara Walters is like, Bobby Brown. So, is that a good Barbara Walters?
Yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Did you fuck? No, but honestly, so a girl ghost wanders into your room, and you're like, oh my God, I hate this. And she's like, no, I just want to fuck. What do you do?
Yeah. If this actually happened, or...
Again,
because this is not going to happen.
Right. I'm saying... Oh, wow. All right. So if it did happen, Sean S., what would you do?
And all the ghost wants to do is fuck?
Yeah. It just wants to come all over your wiener.
Well,
it's
I would...
ghostly vagina.
I would tell it no, because I have a girlfriend. And I wouldn't want anything...
Wait,
would
is that
never,
cheating?
Yeah, that's cheating.
You think?
Unless it's like your celebrity fuck ghost, like
Jennifer Aniston walks
no,
in.
No, you know how you all you like you can get like one between a relationship. Yeah, it's like, oh well, yeah,
but
like,
only if she's a ghost. Yeah,
only if she's dead. Yeah, one Marilyn Monroe walks in. Hey, Mr. Sean.
So like, yeah, if it's like
happy birthday.
But yeah,
I'm glad that you did a Marilyn Monroe impression.
Thank you.
Hey, you can't cheat on your girlfriend with a ghost.
Really?
No.
Ally G.
That's a tough call, man. I don't
Would you fuck it or no?
I don't know if I could answer that truthfully.
Mm-hmm. Mike DiCarlo.
I don't know. It's kind of see, the thing about ghosts.
They exoplasm them on your bed.
They just like totally aren't a thing at all.
Did you even consider the ectoplasm before
this? If you
this,
really
son?
Think about it, though, there's only been one friendly ghost. Like
Casper, he's a dude. I understand.
Yeah, so you have to like think that the ghost is going to murder you.
No, so
like,
what I'm
saying
gonna is
it's going to be paranormal activity by the end of it.
So there's one Casper the friendly ghost, right?
Gross,
right? So there has to be other ones that like aren't just like in it for like I want to fucking like watch me hang and I'll murder you like that.
Yeah, there's
gotta
be a few friendly ghosts.
Yeah, there's gotta be, or a few like sexually frustrated ones.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's like,
yeah, they left this earth. They're like, I really wanted to come right before I died, and now I'm here. Sean asks, why won't you make me come? And you won't, so they can get on the other side. You're selfish.
Whoa.
I have to make them
like
come.
That's what will get them to the other side.
You guys didn't get that?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, they have to do one last thing.
I'm going
to
move on.
Their unfinished business.
Yeah, just had to come one more time.
Is that like find my body or anything like that? It's like, I need to come.
No, yeah, their body's long gone.
I'm totally spooked out by this situation, and I would not fuck the ghost. I would be like, no.
What about Kyle and Brian Henry? Are we fucking ghosts? Are you guys on the fucking ghost team? Or?
Are you a ghost?
Probably not.
Ghost fuckers. Mm.
No.
Do we really have any choice? I mean, it's a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Can't it well, just basically you do whatever it wants because it's a ghost?
Well, that's true.
Like, yeah, there's an Italian movie. Yeah. I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but it's about like getting raped by
it
ghosts.
It depends because like Dude's they gotta. What's gonna get you up? You know what I mean? Like, can you feel the ghost?
Can't the ghost?
Or is it just like
body?
Fucking air? Is it just like or can
imagine it like a dream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So like, you know, you like nocturnal emissions, like you can have that.
It's like a sex dream, but with
but you're
exactly, but it's actually happening.
You're fucking
on
things
top of
in
you
that.
With like a fucking like you know like a Slimer.
Like the whole point of ghosts.
I don't
is...
think I would be able to get hard.
Josie's face, it just
I'd be like,
explains
dude,
this whole fucking
I'd have, like,
conversation.
A million questions, and I'd be scared, and I'd be like, "This is weird." And and now that you brought up ectoplasm, I wasn't even thinking of that. But now that I'm thinking about that, that's a fourth thing.
I don't
that I'm
think you
about,
can feel
I could get hard.
The touch of a ghost until they become
go to grab a titty and just
a
like,
human
like,
again or whatever.
Right,
isn't that the thing?
Like, also, yeah.
Casper, wait, like, Casper had to become fucking Devin Sawa. To
am
fucking,
I attracted to this ghost?
How do you know that name?
Is it any ghost?
How do you know that name?
Also, Devin Sawa from Final Destination.
Mm.
Whoa.
Of course, Bob. don't be an idiot.
It's crazy.
He was in Little Giants. Big star.
All right, let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.